Hi, we're here today at the Detroit Lions Golf Invitational, benefiting Hatch Detroit. The players are here, the coaches are here, even the alumni for the Lions are here, and we had an opportunity to catch up with a few of them.
I'm here with Tahir Whitehead, Stephen Tulloch, and Chad Johnson of Lady Jane's. Guys, how is your golf going so far?
Having a great day today. It's beautiful out playing with the fellas. They're keeping us in it today. They're keeping us in it.
So how are you golfing today, Tahir?
I can use some work. I mean, it's pretty decent, but I need some more work.
Aren't you a beginner, though?
Indeed. I just started 2 days ago, but, you know, I'm going to get there.
Tully, what do you think of his game so far?
Tahir definitely needs work. I think Chad's holding it down for the group. He's helping us stay on course. But it's a great cause to come out here with the Lions and, you know, for Lady Jane's to sponsor such a big event like this and 91 the ticket. And just to be a part of something like this is real fun.
I'm here with Detroit Lions safety Glover Quinn. Glover, this is your first charitable event here as a Detroit Lion. How has it gone so far?
It's actually going great. Playing with the people from Goodwill. And so we're having fun. Playing the one over right now, so we gotta get back under.
So we had you on camera with your tee shot a couple minutes ago here. How does the pressure compare while playing golf with that of being on the football field?
I think golf is a little more pressure, just because all eyes are just directly on you and you have to hit a good shot. Whereas in football, you're out there with 22 people, and I mean, even though it's a lot of people out there watching, you know, it's a lot going on, so very rarely are they just focused right on you. You know what I'm saying? When you're at that moment where you have to make that play, it gets like that. But golf, it's every time. It's you and the ball and the swing, and so the pressure's always on.
Coach, this is the first time I think you've done this event. You've actually gotten to golf the full course. So how are you doing so far with that?
You know, we were doing well until you guys showed up.
Yeah.
That was our first bogey of the round. It's fun. You know, it's a nice day in Detroit, sunshine, and after some rain showers before, and just great to get out and play a little bit.
Football players are extremely competitive, and they all like to talk a big game, but who do you think is the best golfer right now here on this team?
You know, I don't know. All our quarterbacks are pretty good, Stafford and Sean Hill. I haven't seen Kellen Moore play, but I imagine those guys, and kickers and punters are generally good. It's rare that an offensive lineman's good, but Riley Reiff's a pretty good golfer.
So everybody on the course says you're the ringer. Care to comment?
He's bad information.
with Riley Reiff, he's joined with 97.1. I know we got rain, but how's your golf game?
You know, I hit the first one off the tee. It went pretty well, but, you know, that's not a good sign to the day. It can only go down the hill from there.
Now, I understand that you like to hunt. You're an outdoorsman type person. Are you killing any wildlife with your golf game?
No. I'm not that accurate.
I'm here with quarterback Sean Hill. Sean, you're not golfing today, but you have been observing. So talk about some of the good things you've seen today.
Well, the good things is we're raising money. That's about the only good thing I've seen. I've been following Fox's group around, though, so not a lot of good there.
Jason, there's been some talk today by one Coach Schwartz that offensive linemen may not be the most you know, as good a golfers as maybe your quarterbacks or your kickers. What do you have to say about that?
No, we're definitely not golfers. We're good at other things. Golfing's probably not one of them. Especially when Sean Hill's making noise every time I swing the club, it makes a added level of difficulty.
So Fox is not living up to his own hype.
1 for 3 of shots that I've seen.
Rob, how have you been golfing so far today?
Pretty good. You know, it's my first day out this season, but I've been hitting them pretty good. I'm excited.
So how is it to golf with these guys? These guys are from Ford?
Man, it's good. I mean, I got a lot of Ford products. I mean, my boss is my employer is Ford. So, you know, we get along great.
So we just spoke with Coach Schwartz, and he said that, you know, typically your quarterbacks and your kickers are good golfers. He says not so much offensive linemen all the time, but he did cite that Riley Reiff is pretty good. What do you have to say about the offensive line jab?
You know, I mean, it hurts, you know, really. But I think if you put me, Reiff, and Rayola together, I think they'll be very surprised.
How you hitting
them? All right, some good, some bad.
I know this is early on, so got a chance to improve, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of time left.
Now you're a big golfer?
I would say I'm an avid golfer.
Yeah. We get a lot of the players saying that they can golf, but then they get out here and we watch them play, man. They don't hit them quite well.
Yeah. You know, there's a difference there. You golf a lot, you're an avid golfer, but I don't think we're very good. You know, this is not our cup of tea, if you will.
Right. Well, so we talk ourselves up better right. than we're ready.
Of course.
I'm here with DetroitLions.com columnist Mike O'Hara. Mike, how is the golf going thus far?
Well, you have to ask my partners how the golf is going. I'm handling the wisecracks pretty much, and that's kind of my role today.
Are you an avid golfer?
Did you say rabid or avid?
Avid.
I used to be. I used to play a lot of golf back here at the Detroit Golf Club, which I love it. You know, they got two courses here, north and south. I was a member here for like 12 or 13 or 14 years, something like that. And, you know, I love coming back. It's a great venue and a great thing for the Detroit Lions charities. I'm glad they're here.
So you said everything's going at a good pace right now. It's a good feel for the event so far?
Yeah, it really is. You know, the pace of play has been terrific. We're not going to get fined or suspended for playing too slow. And that's probably the good thing about having two courses. But as you can see here, my partners are carrying me. They're driving, they're chipping, they're putting, and I'm doing a great job of picking the ball out of the cup.
How's your score?
Developing. Yeah, it's getting there. You know, we're adding it up very, very carefully. I blew the batteries out of my calculator already through the first seven holes then.
Does it go into negative numbers, as your score must be?
Negative numbers?
Yeah.
I think we have negative depreciation. That's not a good thing. That's a good thing I'm with lawyers, okay, because when we get to the end of this thing, I'm going to appeal the whole thing.